Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. The Supreme Court upheld the law Friday banning TikTok. That means the popular social media platform could be shuttered in the U.S. as early as Sunday if its Chinese parent company ByteDance doesn't sell it. KYW's John McDevitt has reaction from a South Jersey man who, along with two of his exotic pets, has 3 million TikTok followers.
This is Winston. This is Rose.
25-year-old David Alzadeh of West Effort has two little, very social sugar gliders and produces informative and entertaining content for his Rose and Winston accounts that he posts on social media.
No, it's not a ferret. It's a sugar glider.
Alzadeh says he's not happy with the Supreme Court's decision about TikTok. He uses the videos he creates as a part-time job, benefiting mostly from advertising dollars on TikTok.
So what are you going to do?
Well, I mean, luckily I've already been preparing for this for a while, because they've been talking about it for so long. I started, about a year or two ago, I started posting on every platform, and I figured the best way to protect myself is to diversify.
The U.S. government cites security concerns over information the Chinese government could obtain from TikTok users. Many TikTok users call the potential shutdown unconstitutional and question the U.S. government's profiling and surveillance practices and policies. PennDOT is watching Sunday's weather forecast as it puts together its game plan for snow. KYW's Mike DiNardo has more.
With Sunday's 3 p.m. Eagles home playoff in mind, it'll be a figurative and maybe a literal game-time decision as PennDOT decides whether to put down brine on major highways to prevent icing. PennDOT spokesman Brad Rudolph says there's plenty of residual salt on the interstates now, but rain could wash away the effectiveness of more brine.
We'll play it by ear. We'd like to give another round of brine to the majors before the storm comes in as snow sometime on Sunday, but it really depends on temperatures.
Once the snow begins, Rudolph says it's all hands on deck with 430 trucks in the 5-county area plowing and salting.
There will be heavy traffic volume near the stadium complex, so Rudolph says anyone driving to the link should allow extra time to get there. Post-game, he says, with snow falling, PennDOT may need to reduce speeds or issue vehicle restrictions. An update now on a story we told you about earlier. Police in Lower Alloways Creek, Salem County, say a man previously thought to be impersonating a law enforcement officer is actually affiliated with a legal service company. Police announced the update this morning after publishing the man's photo and asking for more information. Since then, authorities say they confirmed his identity and verified his status with the Toms River Police Department. Lower Alloways Creek Police thank everyone who helped with the investigation. A massive diesel fuel theft scheme was busted in Gloucester Township, Camden County, with 25 people charged in connection to a credit card skimming operation spanning five states. Details from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
This complex operation set up skimming devices at gas pumps to steal credit card numbers and then print their own cards. New Jersey Attorney General Matt Platkin says then the group would buy diesel using the cards they printed and then sold the fuel to trucking companies and other suppliers. Platkin says the Camden County Prosecutor's Office and Gloucester Township Police noticed that the card skimmers were being installed after gas stations closed for the night, gaining access with master keys that could unlock just about any gas pump, and that was just the tip of the iceberg.
This scheme covered parts of New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. At the direction of alleged leader Carlos Alvarez Moreno, the group used unconventional vehicles like a repurposed ice cream truck to transport the stolen diesel to larger tanks, often at a truck lot in Newark, to be sold. Platkin says four businesses were involved in the scam. Philly basketball legend Dawn Staley is now the highest paid woman in college sports. The University of South Carolina, where Staley coaches women's basketball, has approved a contract extension worth more than $25 million. The deal runs through 2030 and boosts her annual base salary to $4 million, which will go up by $250,000 each year. The Dobbins Vocational High School alum and Olympic gold medalist also receives a $500,000 signing bonus. Staley coached the Gamecocks to the national championship last year, her third with the program. She coached women's hoops at Temple for 8 years before heading south and led the Owls to four conference championships. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.